So he instituted it with baptism. Amen. This is the way it was done. So then the second thing that we have that he instituted it of is that he instituted it with the Lord's Supper. Now you understand he has not died yet. Amen. But as he gathered with his disciples, and the Bible said that he broke that bread. Amen. When I said the other day at that Catholic funeral, and I watched that priest with his little wafer, amen, raise it up. Amen. And he said, "This is Jesus Christ." What a liar. Come on now. I said, "What a liar." Amen. That wafer was not Jesus Christ. Amen. That wafer might have signified Jesus Christ, but really it didn't even signify Jesus Christ to them. They believe that Mary, I was talking to one of the boys that works with us, he's a Catholic man, and I asked him, and I said, "Is it true that they believe that Mary is co-equal with Jesus Christ?" And they said, "Oh, yes." Come on. That's why they say so many Hail Marys. And one of them the other night said they went. I don't have a clue. I wasn't there. Amen. But at some of the wakes, they count beads. And every time they count a bead, they say Hail Mary. And when they count another bead, they say a Hail Mary. He said sometimes they'll count 37 or 38 beads, and they'll say 37 or 38 Hail Marys. Hail Mary, thou blessed mother of God. That's all of it I know, okay? Right there. I want to tell you this morning that Mary was a virgin. Mary was a chosen vessel. Amen. But Mary died like all other women died. Amen. Mary went to eternity like all other women. And Mary was never co-equal. Come on now. I said Mary was never co-equal. Mary was nothing more than a vessel that the God-man and the God-child came through. Amen. But Jesus Christ, amen, gave his life for you and I. Mary never did anything except bring him into this world. She's just a vessel. There was no deity in Mary. Come on now. There was no deity in Mary. She was chosen, but you were chosen. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, she was a vessel. She bore the God-child. But you're a vessel, and you bear the God-man. He lives in you. Hallelujah. But that don't make you and I deity. Amen. We're not deity. I don't care what this, amen, this humanistic world says, that we're all just a bunch of little gods. Amen, it's all right for you to do what you want to do. Amen, do it however you want to do it because it's all right. Amen, I've got so sick of hearing that. Amen, it doesn't really matter how you go. We're all headed for the same place anyway. I'll tell you, I'm not headed for the same place the Catholics are. Come on now, I said I'm not headed, amen, for the same place the Catholics are. I'm not headed for the same place the Mormons are or the Jehovah's Witness are. I want you to know that I am headed for the place where the redeemed are going, the blood bought, the separated, those that are clean, those that are set apart. That's where I'm going tonight. There's a difference. And so he broke that bread and he gave it to his disciples. And he said, "Take and eat. This is my body. Was broken for you." And then he poured that juice. Amen. The fruit of the vine. It wasn't fermented now. Come on. Amen. There's no way that Jesus Christ would have done anything that was contrary to Scripture. Come on now. I said he wouldn't have done anything that was contrary to Scripture. So when he said the fruit of the vine, it was some kind of juice. Come on, squeezed out. Oh, some say, well, they use that for an excuse to get drunk. Hey, man, I'll tell you, Jesus Christ never did. He never did drink wine. And I'll tell you something else. He never made wine. Well, I don't believe he made wine at the wedding either. I don't believe it was fermented. Anytime he said wine's a mocker, strong drink, he's not going to come back and do that. Come on now. Well, amen. So he poured that into the cup and divided it and gave it to his disciples and said, now, drink this. Drink you all of it. For this is the blood of my covenant. Come on now. And so he instituted it, number two, by the Lord's Supper. And he partook of that body and that blood, the dying of the Lord Jesus Christ and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Then number three. Amen. Which the ordinance was not able to signify or not able to be sealed while he was here. But the third ordinance that God, that Jesus Christ gave us, amen, of his real infallible proof that he rose from the dead was in the 14th chapter of the book of John. And Jesus said, I'm not going to leave you comfortless, but I'm going to go to the Father and I'm going to pray and he will send you another comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. Come on now, I'm telling you this morning, amen, that he signified it by three ordinances, by baptism, by the Lord's Supper, and because he went away, the Holy Ghost came, and it dwells in men and women because Jesus Christ rose from the dead. There was no doubt this morning. There's no doubt about his crucifixion. There's no doubt about his dying. The Jews, even this morning, they have record. They acknowledge that they crucified him. They just don't acknowledge that he was the Messiah. They acknowledge they crucified him. They acknowledge that they buried him. Come on now. It's written there. Joseph of Arimathea begged for the body of Jesus. It's written in their laws, amen, that they put him in the tomb. Amen. It's written in their laws that they rolled the stone and that they sealed it with the seal of Pilate and that they planted guards on the outside. Amen. The death of Jesus Christ is factual. And then there was no denying when Mary Martha got there. Mary, mother of Jesus, Mary Magdalene. When they got there, the stone was rolled away. There's no denying that. There's no denying that the tomb was empty. Come on, the guards saw that it was empty. The women saw that it was empty. The disciples saw that it was empty. Now, I mentioned this last night in service. I was reading yesterday and looking into this and studying. Amen. You've got to understand, amen, this morning, amen, that the first theory of the resurrection, I said the first theory of the resurrection was that when the chief priests saw that the tomb was empty, amen, that they paid those guards money, and they paid them well, and they said, now you go and tell the people that while we slept, his disciples came and stole him away. That's the first theory. Now, let's look for a minute. When you read their account, they couldn't all agree on how it happened. Come on now. I said they couldn't all agree on how it happened. We were asleep, and his disciples stole him away with a stone rolled up and it sealed with Pilate's seal. Now get this picture. I never saw this till yesterday. So the first thing is they could not every one of them give a distinct account of what happened. They could not all agree with their story. The next thing was, they had accepted a bribe.